Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Hello my lovely people, you know who it is. Welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. I am so tired. It's 8:40 p.m. It's Sunday and I'm so tired. Let's just get into it. So, I've been going for kafat and I have a lot to say. And I think I'll just do it over. I don't know. Let me not even tell you people, but you hear from me, you hear from me about that. I'm so tired. I came back literally like a few minutes ago thereabouts. So yeah. Today's topic is the side hustle. So on today's topic, we're going to be talking about juggling creativity with a day job. You know, problems such as balancing creative pursuits with the demands of a full-time job, as well as strategies when it comes to exploring time management techniques, setting realistic goals, and finding fulfillment through side projects. Yay! I feel like I don't know what I saw. I saw something last week, or this week. Is it this week? I saw something this week that basically said Nigeria has the highest amount of female entrepreneurs in Africa, and I feel like it's so true because Nigerian women like money, and we also have our pride. And I've come to realize that you need to get your own bag. Like, you really need to get your own money. And so that's why I was so proud when I saw things like that. You know, more positive things as opposed to negative things when it comes to Nigerian women connotations and whatnot. But anyways, I feel like to a certain level, everybody has a side hustle in this country. Because it's either you're doing the side hustle for money or for your passion. For money in the sense that your main job is not paying you enough, so you have a side hustle, which normally, if it's not creative, pursuits would be things like maybe having a shop, having another job, or doing, something entrepreneurial. So you can, for example, people that have like 9-to-5 but still have like chicken pens or have salons, or chicken pens where you sell chicken on the side, or you're a farmer on the side, or things like that. I feel like it would be very surprising if in Nigeria you didn't have a side hustle. Now, the other side of side hustle is when you're doing like creative pursuits. So like you have a 9-to-5, but maybe you're a photographer, you're a videographer, you're a podcaster, you're a writer, and stuff like that. Now, I'm not going to say one is harder than one, because they are both hard, like equally taxing. But one thing I always say is I always defend the creative pursuits, because I feel like people usually think that it's just like something, hobby. And I'm telling you, most often than not, most creative pursuits require exertion of brain work. It's more brain work than actually physical output of, work. So like if you had a chicken pen now, for example, you might employ the services of somebody to help you cater to your chickens, manage it, if you had a bakery, stuff like that. Well, no, maybe not say bakery, because it depends. You have to get somebody that's equally qualified. But let's say, yeah, they are the same thing, sure, but you can still get somebody to help you run point on your chickens, feed it and whatnot. I know somebody who has a fish pond, and when she's at work, she gets somebody that would feed the fishes and do this and do that. And that's, I feel like it's still stressful in terms of you having to pay that person, you having to make sure getting the right feed for your business and whatnot. But you see, creative pursuits, nobody else can help you do what you do. It's more taxing. I ended up picking a side, but it's actually more taxing. In addition to that, is brain work, especially when you're doing things like maybe podcasting, writing, photography. Most of them are brain work, because in as much as, yes, anybody can carry a camera, not everybody can see the lens through the lens the way you see through the lens. If I have to shoot, let's say a photo shoot now, I can't as easily just say, okay, somebody should help me take the pictures, because the vision, I have in mind, the theme, how I interpret it, is quite different from how just a random next person would. And even if you got another photographer, people do things differently. So most of the time, things like that, you have to do yourself. When it comes to writing, when it comes to podcasting and whatnot, I can't just say, well, for podcasting, I can as well just give somebody, I'm like, okay, today, take over, do a podcast episode and whatnot. But the person will not be able to do it the way I do it. And that's just facts, because I do it the way I do it, and they will do it the way they do it. So you have two types of side hustle. The one that requires you to have fiscal output, whether it be coins in terms of paying somebody else to do it and whatnot. And you have the brain work side pursuit, which maybe most likely is creative pursuits. So writing, podcasting and whatnot. So now let's get into the nitty-gritty of, you know, today's topic. How do you juggle it with a day problem? It is very hard. I have had the opportunity to do both the physical exertion, like output, because I was doing my baking. Thank you for COVID. COVID made me very entrepreneurial. I always been entrepreneurial because I grew up around a mom that was always like, she's a go-getter, independent lady, always doing one thing or another. So I've always like had that spirit in me. Plus my ego is just, I don't want to ask nobody for money. Growing up, one thing that used to piss me off, when I go and ask my dad for money, and he's like, what do you want to use it to do? Sir, are you going to run me my quest or not? So one thing I realized is that when you have your own money that you earned, nobody's asking you what you want to do with the money. And that made me just aim for that at quite a young age. Then came COVID in 2019, and we're indoors for the longest time. And actually, you know, pre-COVID, actually, I came back to the country. Back in the UK, I had jobs. So I was earning my money and stuff like that. I came back to the country and I didn't have a job. And I finished uni, but I hadn't gone to law school. But actually, I went to law school quite immediately. But even law school, I was looking for a way to make money. Me, my brain is always calculating some money. So I was, even law school, I was like, oh, yeah, I have to make some quays up in this place. But then I finished law school and I was like, okay, so what do I do? I'm at home. My dad was treating me like a princess. But still, it'd be nice to have my own money. Just making money, just doing something, you know, and not be idle. And then came COVID a while after. Now COVID came with it the entrepreneurial spirit, in as much as COVID really like destabilized a lot of things when it comes to the Nigerian economy. It also opened our eyes to the possibility of remote work and actually something entrepreneurial. Most people I know started a business during COVID. So during COVID, I was like, I can do, like, because I bake and I'm a very exceptional baker. I'm quite exceptional, especially with my cakes and my cinnamon rolls. You guys should check me out. I don't know, I ever sent the laughter, but yeah, I'm quite, you know, good with those things. So I was like, COVID, now what am I going to do? I cannot just be sitting like this. I can't be any money. I see COVID, just be doing paying for stuff. You buy this, you buy that, you buy. See, I hate it when I like spend money and money is not coming to my account. Nothing give me heart attack than checking my account. And it's like, what's happening? Oh, I don't know how to explain. I used to have physical pain when I spend money and money is not coming in. I love to spend money, don't get me wrong, but it's nice to know that, okay, I'm spending this money and money is going to eventually be coming in. When you see that inflow outflow in your account, when I see inflow outflow in my account, I feel so good, because it's like, yeah, you know, it's akin to me, like, you know, when you are hooked to the machines for life support, you know, and you are seeing up and down, up and down. That's the same way I feel when money come in and go from my account. I feel like I'm alive. But anyways, during COVID, I just realized that, wait a minute, I can do something. So yeah, I started doing stuff, and then I got a job after COVID, way after. And so, but you see the thing, as a baker, I can't really ask people to do stuff for me. So when I have orders, it really clashes with work, especially since as a lawyer, I have to be going to the office from 8 to 5. You know, because you have to go to office, get your life, and then go to court, which starts by 9. And yeah, so at what time do I get to do my business? The only time I had during that time was COVID, CDS, because I was doing my NYSC. I did my NYSC way after I finished uni. So the only time I had was my CDS, and it was one day, and it became a thing of, okay, everybody, this is going to be available on Wednesday, so if you want to place your orders and things like that. And that's how I went from there. But ultimately, it was quite hard to juggle both, because especially if you're doing output work, you know, like if you're doing like side hustles that requires you to actually put in energy, like physical energy, because at what time am I going to bake? That means I have to come out, wake up early, plan my day and everything. I feel like it's seriously exerted energy from me, and I had to take a break. I had to take a long break. I could do what I could do during CDS or weekends, and that's where time management comes in and planning. Because I feel like one thing that you must learn how to do if you have a side hustle is how to manage time and how to plan your day, so you can make things work for you better when you plan. So for my case, it was like, okay, so I'm only available on Wednesdays during the week, so if you guys need anything, you guys should pre-order and I get them out. I wake up early, I plan my day after Fajr, you know, you wake up, I go back to bed, then I wake up and I get to baking. And usually, ideally, I would have my pickup guy come pick up everything around like Zuhur time, to like, that's around like 12, 1, 2 thereabouts. And if I had to bake a second batch, and you know, I had to really manage my time and then planning, because for example, I bake, so things that could make my life easy, I just do, which means my flour, I pre-mix, you know, like I pre-mix my flour for baking, in the sense that I put like the baking soda, the baking, everything inside the flour, and I just add, like I make my own cake mix essentially, and I just add like egg, or I get every, I just have to learn to plan. It doesn't matter even if you're not a baker. I feel like this advice goes with every kind of output, energy kind of side hustle. Now, something about me is, a girl is a creative. I used to be a photographer. I still am a photographer. I just don't have my gadgets, and I'm going back into it slowly. Secondly, I write. I do poetry and I write. I have a lot of unfinished works that I need to get in my life. I feel like I would do that now because I'm recently unemployed. But yeah, I'll tell you guys about it later when I'm ready to talk about it. Now, so I write poetry and short stories and novels. At the same time, I'm here as a podcaster. I was podcasting when I was uni, like way back with my friend Farida. You guys know this story already. So it's like, all these things, how can I juggle? Now, when it comes to brain work kind of side hustle, God, I feel tired just talking about it, because you may not have time for that. You can plan yourself, but you know, some kind of creative pursuits require a certain kind of vibe. So you might only have weekends to go about it. Essentially, the time management and planning still comes into play. Because for podcasting now, you have to plan, okay, I'm going to talk about this topic. When do I do that? It's either I do it during my break, which means I have to find a good place that I can record, or it's either I do it in the night. But in the night, who is around? What am I doing? Don't I have to do XYZ? Sometimes, let me tell you, as a lawyer, I come back home and I can't even think. I just go. You know how you jump into bed? I just jump into bed. And then I wake up and do my grip. I go back to sleep and do Isha. Sometimes I don't even go back to sleep because I know if I stand from that mat, God forgive me, Isha is going to be gone. So I will sit down there and make sure I pray Isha. And then I don't even eat some days. I just, you know, into the bed because I'm so, so, so tired. And that's when I twitch when it comes to putting out content. So having a main hustle and then a side gig as a creative might mean that your consistency may suffer. Now, I personally, because the thing is, depending on what kind of job you do, as a lawyer, my schedule is not set in stone. Things can just come up, deadlines can just come up, like randomly. But ultimately, to a certain level, you can plan and time manage. And then don't forget, one thing that we always suffer for us that have side hustle, whether it is a physical side hustle or a mental work side hustle, whatever you want to call it, is that we are struggling to balance our side hustle and our main hustle so much that we forget to live. That's one thing that I really like used to struggle with, because when I have a little break, it's like, oh my God, I have to record a podcast because, oh, podcast has to go out, you know. And it's actually a bit harder, especially when you're a soloist, when you're doing something alone and you don't have a team or somebody that can help you. And because it's a brain work side hustle, you can't really help me. Like, even somebody offered to edit my work. I don't know if you can edit my work, because the thing is, I don't just edit sounds and whatnot. If I'm going to edit my podcast, I edit things that it's like, oops, I shouldn't have said that. Hey, my God, being too bold, you know, like, calm the fuck down. So somebody editing my work may not necessarily know when to edit, except I sit and I tell you, okay, edit this part. And if I'm going to do that, I might as well do it myself. Yes. Hello, everybody. My name is Hikma. I suffer from perfectionism. And do it yourself. I'm that girl that is always like doing stuff. I want to do stuff myself. So I guess you have to find a way. If you decide that you're going to bring somebody else into your creative, like Oompa Loompa, you have to find a way to, I don't know how you're going to hack that. Mm-hmm. Or you just make sure that you're, like for me, like podcasting is fun to me. So I guess that's me living my life a bit, you know, do your weekend stuff and everything, because it's actually very exerting. Oh my God. Side hustle is very exerting, but what keeps it interesting, what gives you the motivation, is especially if you're doing something that you love doing, your side hustle should be your hobby. It should be something that you enjoy doing, you know. That way you get like double satisfaction from doing it. I feel like a side hustle shouldn't be the job you hate, if that makes any sense, because you wouldn't be ginger to work. I'm sorry, I'm not about to go to a 9-to-5 and then come back and then I'm doing something that I really hate. It's not gonna happen. It cannot even happen, because ew, jiggers. So let's go into, and you know, especially with demands of a full-time job, depending on what your full-time job is, I can't really say for you guys, but me as a lawyer now, I have to be in the office by 8:30 latest, because ideally you should be in court before 9. There's this judge in Kaduna. You guys, if you live in Kaduna, you're a lawyer, you go to court, you're active practice, you know what I'm talking about, in complex, you know where that is. He comes out by 8:58, like he's so on time, unlike others. So for example, now you have to, if you are finding yourself in that courtroom, you have to be there early. So ideally court starts by 9, which means I have to be in the office, I have to start getting my life early. And so yeah, when I do that, my day typically goes like that, from court and everything, come back home to the office, drop some processes, do this and that, and I'm leaving by 5. So yeah, it's a full-time job, and you just have to learn how to like balance the demands of that full-time job with your creative pursuits. Now, strategies, exploring time management techniques. See, me, I always say something about writing. You need a proper schedule, like something that will keep your schedule. Like I always say this, the Apple calendar thing, I hate it with a passion. So I have another app that I use to like schedule my stuff. So even if the Apple one works for you, or whatever phone you're using, if you can work with the calendar and it like reminds you when you ask it to remind you, like the color and everything, you know, I used to be those people that used to have different highlighters to highlight things. Yeah, so you understand my OCD about things like that. So it has to be color coordinated, it has to be like neat, and you know, it gives me ginger. It's part of the things that ginger me to actually do the work that my calendar is reminding me for. I digress. But I feel like actually scheduling stuff, you see, as a lawyer, we always have this diary that we carry around. Every lawyer has a diary. If I see somebody in town carrying a diary, whether they provincial wear black or blue, I'm gonna ask, are you a lawyer? Because yeah, we always have a diary, because we have to keep schedule, we have to know that okay, this is coming up and that's coming up, we have to time manage. So regardless of if you have a job that makes you automatically do that or not, if you're balancing a main job and a side hustle, sister girl, you need to get your diary, get your physical diary, or start using your phone properly and start planning, like this day by 10 a.m. I have to do this, this day by this I have to do this. When you do that, you have time for yourself. One thing I struggle with when it comes to creative pursuits is actually doing the work. When it comes to like my writing and stuff, because I'm at work, I have to use my work time to do work. And sometimes when you have break, you have to run quickly to write. And I don't know, but I feel like writing for me is not something that I can just, you know, snap my finger and get into the mood. But scheduling time out, physically scheduling time out, actually helps, because it's like you're subbing yourself. Imagine this idiot girl went to schedule and she didn't do it. I just feel so guilty. So yeah, plan yourself. So it's in this, I'll be here, this to this, I'll be here. During your lunch break, you have to prioritize. If you miss your schedule on Monday, Tuesday, sister girl, what are you doing with your life? And Wednesday, make sure you actually do what you say you want to do. So your lunch break, you can just like put a podcasting time there. The good thing about recording is that you can record, pause, and continue if you can. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can get into the ginger bag, you know, and life happens. If someone can piss you off during the day and whatnot, but it doesn't matter. Plan it out and move. You get it. Yeah, plan it and move. So that's another thing. And then you take use of your break, you know, take advantage of your break, try to do what you can during that time. If it's weekend, it's even fine, you know, schedule everything from this time to this time. I'm gonna be doing this, I need to collaborate with this person, we're going to meet here, we're going to do this. Plan it and make sure you have time for yourself. That's a time management technique I find that actually works. It also increases accountability, and it shames you, because why did you waste your whole ink? You know, why did you waste your phone, everything to write you're gonna do something and you don't do it? I feel like, you know how you have notifications and you miss them, and tomorrow you see the same notification of yesterday, at some point your ass is gonna be shamed to the point where you're just going to be like, yeah, it's about time. Secondly, depending on what you're doing, it's good to have a body, an accountability body. If you are that, if procrastination have you in a chokehold, sometimes it do be having me in a chokehold, and I do have an accountability buddy. For me, she doesn't know this, but Farida is my accountability buddy with my podcast, because I know behind how they talk the English. I broke up my mind. I know that. I don't know if anybody listens to me, but I know that this girl is a cheerleading girl in my soul. Like, she's my girl. And I know that she listens to me. So it's like, oh, and I don't want her to shame me and come and say, Hikma, 2 days, what's happening? So in my mind, I'm like, okay, Farida is listening to me. It gives me ginger. It's like, this is my girl. She listens to this podcast. So let me put out content, because I know I have somebody listening to me. Do you get? So yeah, she gives me some shame when I need it, when it comes to my podcast. And you know, sometimes if I haven't done it in a long time, she's like, how far now, like, you haven't, you know, listened, I haven't heard your podcast and stuff. So it's good to have an accountability buddy. When I used to write, another friend of mine, Hanifa, she used to be my accountability buddy. Even Nafisa, because I showed them, okay, I write this story, and they would literally be like, okay, so where's the second chapter? You know, it kind of puts you on your feet. And it's fun if you have somebody that is also like ginger to enjoy the things you do. They don't necessarily need to be in your circle. So they don't necessarily need to be a creative as well. But let's say I like to take pictures of street style, and I have somebody that likes to people watch as well. Somebody that is not, that doesn't mind going to town with me, that wants to waka with me. You know, they kind of, you know, ginger you to like do stuff. And have people that actually support your goals around you. It's another technique, because they are more likely about to ask you about it. It's like, okay, so what's up? Like, I'll start to speak Hausa. Anyways, quite a few of you haven't done this. Like, 2 days, what's up? You know? And you wouldn't feel embarrassed or shame doing what you do around them. That's for sure. Somebody that wouldn't get me taking pictures of the sky, for example, or find it lame that I love to take pictures of the sky, and that's my friend or that's the person I work with, I might feel a bit shy, or like I might second guess myself when I'm about to bring out my phone to take a picture of the sky. You know, as opposed to having somebody that totally gets it, somebody that'll be like, ah, look at the sky, Hikma, you should take a picture of that. You know, I'll be more ginger to bring out my camera, bring out my phone and take a picture. So it also helps that you have yourself surrounded with, you know. Secondly, I mean, thirdly, I lost count. Plan your, like, what I mean, oh God, I'm not saying, I already spoke about planning, yeah, but this is more like pre-plan. So before the week, you should have somewhere that you write journaling. This is what I'm trying to say. You should journal. If you don't journal, it's time. If you don't want to journal, you have to like do this thing that I do. I meditate. I do some meditation. I try to do it. If I don't do it, I feel like my whole schedule has done some dabaru. So I really love to journal. It's like, or meditate. More likely than not, you see me meditating than journaling, because I feel like my journaling is more like this podcast. I come around to you guys, but I do meditate, and I try to do that every week, where I just like lie down or sit down. I just recount the days of my week, like the past and everything, and you know, the week coming and what I want to do and everything, and try to keep yourself positive. When you do that, at least you have goals, like, by the end of this week I should have done this, I should have done this, I should have done this, you know. So that helps me a lot. It actually helps me a lot. And yeah, setting realistic goals. See, before I used to be dreaming. Actually been in the dreaming realm where I say, oh, but I should have done this, I should do this, I should do this, and it sounds nice. I wish I can do it, but the truth of my sense, I used to have a 9-to-5 and it's not going to happen. I'm too tired and my job is so demanding that I cannot realistically do what I say I'll do. And what happens is, at the end of the week, you have, and do you know something, when you let yourself down a lot, you just give up. I don't know if it's me, if you have experienced this, let me know. But when I let myself down a lot, I just be like, oh, fuck it, please. Let me just leave it. Rather than me meeting up some goals. Even if I can't do 5 things on my list and I set 5 realistic goals and I can't do 5, I would end up doing 3. And I would tap, you know, pat myself at the back and be like, okay, you try Hikma next week. Let's add this 2 to the roster. Do you get? As opposed to every week, I'm not able to do 5 because I have set some dreaming goals. So yeah, set some realistic goals for yourself. You know what you can do. Don't be doing agbarakaka. This week, I'm going to record a podcast for Monday. I can't promise Tuesday and Thursday. I've tell you people, it cannot be promisable because sometimes my brain, and sometimes they don't used to be gist, and I don't want to come and tell you one fake gist that happened that did not happen. So it's better, let me keep my energy and give you people on Monday. Me putting out a podcast episode every Monday is a realistic goal I set for my life. No matter what, even if I have to go and find the topic anywhere, something will come. But is it at Thursday? It's not really realistic like that. That's why in the beginning I even said every other week for Thursday. Thursday is the episode that you see is like bonus, and you're like, oh my god, what happened, sister girl? You know, Thursday is where I run to you people. So that's me, for example, setting realistic goals. Or me saying, okay, I work in 9-to-5, I'm a lawyer. How will I come and lie to myself that I'm going to write 5 pages? It's not gonna happen. I'm going to write 5 pages on my unfinished work. That's a bloody lie, and I know it, and God know it, and even my laptop know it. It's not gonna happen. But it's realistic for me to say, okay, at least this week I'm going to write 2 pages, no matter what. 1 pages, wait, what the hell? No matter what, 1 page at least. That's a realistic goal. And then ultimately, please, if you hate your side hustle, that's no side hustle. You are punishing yourself. You need to find another thing. Look at our money. Your side hustle should be something you actually love to do, even if it's something that gives you money. Because some people's side hustle is profitable to them. That's okay, but you should love it. Why would you go and take a hobby or a side hustle that you hate? Imagine me, I have no idea what I'm doing, furniture making, and I go and take a side hustle and say me, I want to be making chair. How is that possible? Well, I like to bake, so if I decide that side hustle, let me go and be baking people cinnamon roll every Wednesday. You see that makes sense, because I love to bake it. You know, or I come and say, okay, every Wednesday or every other day that I'm free, my side hustle will be, I don't know. I have another side hustle. I sell abayas. I really love the back and forth that I do with my customers and whatnot, especially customers that have says. But you get what I'm trying to say? It should be something that actually gives you fulfillment. And another thing about side hustle, for those people that actually do stuff that needs energy being exerted, like physical energy, get help if you need. Like, I got help. I was dying. My business was suffering because I couldn't keep up. I couldn't be posting. I couldn't be replying everybody. I couldn't keep up with the business because I had another job. You know, sometimes, Seth, I forget my phone at home. And sometimes when I take my phone, I don't have time. I'm working or I'm in court or something. So I had to get help. I had to get somebody to actually assist me with that side hustle. And I'm telling you, the girl has been a blessing to my life. Oh, I love her so much. She's my friend. And she has been, and we have such a professional relationship when it comes to that work, that side hustle. And she does everything. I don't have to think. Do you know how relieving it is to have somebody else on your team? So please, it's part of time management and technique. Get somebody that can help you. You cannot need to kill yourself. And pay them when you can. Let the person just be transparent with them, you know, and just get help. Whatever the payment plan or schedule can be, just get help. And the thing is, people usually underestimate the friendships they have. I feel like people are overly invested in having friends for like physical activities rather than building like sister, like soul sisterness or soul sistership, or actually building a soul connection with the person. Most often than not, you might think that you are alone, but you're not. Your friend, who may or may not be a creative like you, will drop anything to assist you if you asked. Do you get? And you're the one that has to ask, because they don't know if you want them in your business like that, you know. So get help if you can. and get help, whether it is physical side hustle you are doing or if you are a brain work side hustle. So if a brain work side, let's say I'm a writer now, I'm trying to get help, it can be me asking my friends to help me read it. Is it good enough? Should I remove something? What do you think? How's your feel of this character? You know, it's part of help. Help is also asking them to keep you accountable and stuff like that. Let me not repeat myself. I'm tired. It's 9:11. Oh my god. So yeah, I'm going to leave the podcast on this note. I have stuff I wish I can say, but I decided to not promising you guys stuff. I don't want to be that girl that will promise you stuff and don't do it. So I'd rather just do it and be like, yeah, I wanted to say this, but I couldn't at the time. Do you get? And yeah, this week has been such a roller coaster ride. Oh my god, such a roller coaster. I feel like I have headache. My headache that is currently headaching me is since last week Friday. If you know, you know. But I'm hoping, at least me praying to God and just putting a positive energy, that the week coming will be nice, because I've really tried. My head is oh my god. If I start telling people what happened to me, anyways, put me in your prayers and send me positive energy as well. I'm gonna leave this episode here. I've talked for 30 minutes. Wow, what a talker. But anyways, y'all hear from me next year. Hear from me, and good night. If it's morning, wherever you have, good morning. I say wherever you are. Wow. Show me your Yoruba girl. Show me your Yoruba girl. Wherever you are. Anyways, bye bye. Have fun. Good night. And you guys should hear the advice that Auntie Ikma is giving you. Eh? Let's be great. Bye. Close.